Are our dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome, everyone. This is another Mayhem to Miracles show. And tonight it's all going to be about all strength. We have three guests with us that are amazing guests. We have Dr. Ann Wirth. She was in one of the other books. You were in Chaos to Clarity, weren't you, Ann?
Crappy to Happy.
You were in Crappy to Happy. Oh, yeah. I remember she's going, I don't know if I want to be in a book that has a title like that. And the book exploded. We have Reverend Sandra Kitt with us. Sandra, give us a wave.
Hi.
And we have Barbara Pertucci with us. She's known as BB. And these three women are all about strength. Their stories in the book, Mayhem to Miracles, is all about strength. But before we get to their stories, we're going to start this segment with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. So if you're driving right now, please don't close your eyes. It will still work. Just listen. And for those of you who are new to my show, what we're going to do is take in three deep breaths. We're going to hold them, and then we're going to blow them out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. And that way, any negativity that is in that breath of life is going to get converted into beautiful golden light. And we're going to return it to the universe. And that way, we're not going to be littering. And then what I want you to think about while you're doing that is a power gift, something that is powerful to you. It can be an amulet. It can be a piece of jewelry, your favorite flower, your favorite stone. We're going to hold that in our hand, and we're going to create a mirrored bubble around us. Okay, ready? Settle in. Get nice and comfortable. Okay. I want you to take a deep breath in. Imagine any negativity connecting to that breath of light. Something someone said to you. Maybe something you said to them. Blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in. As deep as you can, all the way into the bottom of your lungs. Hold it. Imagine maybe something that bothers you when you think about it. Put it into that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. One more time. Deep breath in. Any of those stubborn little specks of negativity, something you saw happen, something you did, I want you to imagine it going into that breath of life. I want you to blow it out across the room, into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's converted into positive energy and returned to the universe. Now, I want you to imagine holding your power gift in your hand, swinging it around your body to create this beautiful mirrored bubble of protection. Only that which is of the highest and best and brought by your spirit guides or guardian angels may come into this bubble. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, just kind of open your eyes, rejoin us. And for those of you who still have your eyes closed, that's fine. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guests tonight, because we have an incredible panel. So When Barbara Bertucci, known as BB, is diagnosed with breast cancer, her great awakening begins to change her world for the better. Her quote says, "A miracle is what happens when you wake up one day and you are there and you don't recall all the necessary steps it took to get you there." And in her search for sobriety, Dr. Ann Wirth finds God. Her quote is, "As I exited the treatment center," and I remember her talking about this the other day, "as I exited the treatment center, a sign on the inside wall declared, 'You are a miracle.'" There was a sign that she read when she went in there. We're going to ask her about that one. So a devastating medicine combination leaves Reverend Sandra Pitt in a medical coma. And when she regains consciousness, she can only blink and actually move, I think it was her pinky finger. Today, she is a recovered and active reverend at St. Petersburg Unity Church. Her quote is, "My biggest learned lesson is that there is always hope. No matter how bad the circumstances, I could not always see people's challenges. So I learned to be kind to everyone and grateful for everything." So Barbara A. Bertucci, also known as BB, is an intuitive healer, wellness consultant, and an animal life rights advocate. And you can learn more about her at www.foreveryoungsolutions. And Dr. Ann Wirth is a Christian author, speaker, counselor, and workshop leader. She has a heart for animals and people, just like Phoebe, especially those in need of fostering, and serves the homeless and refugee communities in Dallas, Texas. Her mission is to champion the forgotten. And her website is drannworthauthor.com. Reverend Sandra Kidd is an author, a retired major in the United States Army. She's a teacher, a counselor, and currently part of the First Unity Ministry team at St. Petersburg, Florida. In fact, she's going to be ordained this Friday, and I'm going to be there, and Bibi's going to be there. So she is committed to helping people thrive, and you can learn more about her on her website at Thriving Hearts, that's with an S, thrivingheartsministries.com, and that's THRIVINGHEARTSMINISTERIES, thrivingheartsministries.com. So you can learn more about these people and read their long bios if you go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. And you click in the right-hand corner, you'll see Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click there. It'll take you right to my website on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. And from there, you can look at that page, and you'll see all the websites right there and all of their long bios right there, everything you need. And those links are hot, so you can click on them and it will take you right to their web pages. And for those of you who are only listening to the show today, if you'd like to see us and see the guests, you can go to my website again, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. Click on that upper right-hand link that's Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And it will take you to the page I was just talking about. And there's a little TV. It says YouTube. Click on that and you can watch us right now. Okay. So let me ask our guests a little question. I'm going to start with you, Dr. Ann Wirth. Ann, you said you weren't an alcoholic or a drug addict, a love addict, or any other of those labels that they put on you. And you were trying to kick Xanax. So tell us, how did you get addicted to Xanax? And how did you end up in this place with alcoholics, drug addicts, and love addicts.
And I certainly didn't think I was any of those things. I ended up, as many addicts do, medicating the pain of my past. And alcohol medicated me in a certain way, but I had anxiety. I had a lot of anxiety about what was going to happen next. And so Xanax proved to calm me down. And so mixing alcohol and Xanax and a few other things is never a good idea. Better living through chemistry. And so in my effort to get myself clean under my own power and my own strength, I flushed my Xanax down the toilet and went into a psychotic break. And the hospital did not think that what I thought was a very good idea at sobriety to kick my Xanax habit was in fact a very good idea. So they shipped me out to the treatment center.
And Ann, what was the sign you saw when you first walked into that treatment center?
When we drove up to the gate, there was a big sign and it said, "Expect a miracle." And I was all out of any hope of a miracle. I really did not think that a miracle would happen there, which of course did. When we give up trying on our own strength, we can receive the strength that we truly need, which is divine. And as I exited, as you said, the treatment center, there was an even larger sign that said, "You are a miracle." And I have lived in that wonderful blessing for almost 40 years since I left that treatment center.
Wow, that is just amazing. Barbara, were you going to say something?
No, I'm writing it down.
Okay, great. So we're going to come back to you, Ann, and ask you a little bit more, but I want to get Reverend Sandra Kidd in here. Sandra, yeah. So Ann, actually, I just wanted to let people know that in the book, your story title is Miracle Maker, which I loved it because when you walked out, you realized you were the miracle and you made that happen once you let go and let God. So Reverend Sandra Kitt, your story title was Major to Master, and you're talking about your mayhem began with some flu-like symptoms that left you unconscious. Tell us what happened.
They came into my room and said, "We want to send you to the hospital." And I thought I just had a cold or the flu, and I really don't remember anything.
Sandra, who is they? You said they came into your room. Who's they?
I was staying at an assisted living facility for a few weeks.
Okay. All right. And so they came in and they saw you and they said, "We want to take you somewhere else." Okay.
Yeah. And so I said no. And from that period on until they were loading me in the ambulance, which I somewhat remember vaguely, I don't know how long that was, but I was totally unconscious during that time.
Okay. And then what happened?
I woke up in the hospital about 2 weeks later with tubes coming out of everywhere and unable to move anything except blink my eyes.
Oh, my word. Okay, so that's definitely your mayhem. And so, Bibi, let's talk about your story in the book, Mayhem to Miracles. The title of your story is, "Are You Kidding Me? For Real?"
Well, you know,
being diagnosed with breast cancer is one, because all of a sudden you wake up and you're in a club you don't ever intended to be in. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a club. It's like air raid. You've got to learn. You got to study. You got to, all of a sudden you're thrown into something and you never expected it. And it's, you just didn't want to enroll in it. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened in the beginning. Right. But what it got me to see is all the places where I had shut down over time, where I had allowed other people to tell me things or not be true to myself, not own me in the midst of that. And so I actually look at breast cancer now as a blessing for giving me life back. And I say, giving me back my, you know, the steering wheel, you know, control of my life and where I'm going and where I'm headed, because it's pretty, pretty amazing. So yeah, thanks.
That is amazing. Anne, I want to come back to you because you talk in your story about, you say the preacher spoke in a thunderous voice, and what I heard frightened this little girl terribly. I was a sinner destined for hell. Do you think that this may have had an effect on your alcoholism, your drug addiction, all these other things? Tell us what you're feeling or what you're thinking when you hear me tell you what you wrote in your story.
You know, spiritual abuse is not a term that we hear very often. Mm-hmm. But when a religion is too legalistic, too perfectionistic, too condemning, it can be extremely abusive. Mm-hmm. And what happened to me as a young child in that type of church sent me running from God. And without God, we are lost, in my opinion. I was a lost soul for many, many years. As a matter of fact, I didn't really embrace the love of God and believe in a loving God until I was 55 years old.
Yeah. So better late than ever, right?
That, you know, that's one of the reasons that I write, is to say it is never too late. God is waiting, wanting us to come close to Him. He is a loving Father. And thank God I live in reality now. And, but you know, spiritual abuse causes us to run away from the very thing that we need. And how sad. How sad is that?
Mm-hmm. So this experience as a child where you were frightened, I mean, you when you went to church and you were all excited, you couldn't wait to get there, right?
Yes, I had on my best white lacy dress. Yeah,
you were excited. And then this happened, and we're going to come back and talk about what happened after that next. But Bibi, you talk about Imagine You, and this is November is Cancer Awareness Month. This is playing during Cancer Awareness Month. But last month, October, was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Bibi, your story is perfect for both of these months. And you write, Imagine Me, an athlete from an upper middle class family of doctors being told, you have breast cancer. Tell us what you felt when you first heard that, and how you thought that because you were so athletic, you ate right, you did everything right, you came from a medical family, that this couldn't touch you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do think that. You think that, you know, oh no. And actually, like you, I had a negative, a positive, and a negative. Oh no, a negative, positive, and then positive. So they had to test it three times. And the doctor, the lab didn't want to do it because they were like, well, who's going to pay for it? And the doctor said, well, you are if you give this woman the wrong diagnosis, right? So I just then was able to shift it, not right away, of course, but you shift it to, I took it for the team. Because if you, I like to just tell people, look right and then look left. And one out of three is going to end up with breast cancer or some type of cancer. And you took it for your friends. You took it for them because now they are free not to possibly go through that whole saga of doctors and visits and And in actuality, it started in February, right after I was the Mrs. St. Petersburg 2004. But right after that, my surgery, you know, I had mastectomies, didn't happen until, I remember recovering and hoping for Thanksgiving dinner. So the time we take is way too long too. That's another thing to wake up the medical profession with. So, but yeah, pretty amazing.
We've got like 1 minute before we go to break, but I want to ask you a question if you can answer pretty quickly for us, Bibi. Did you find that this challenge of misdiagnosis, was that the beginning, do you think, of you standing in your power and speaking your truth and the beginning?
You know, I'm going to relate it a little bit to Anne because I'm the youngest of nine in a Catholic family. So, you know, I'm born into guilt, you know, and born into, bred into. So, yes, it was the line of demarcation that had me start to own who I really am and who is Barbara. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing. I think with my breast cancer, it was the same. It was the beginning of my standing in my power, speaking my word and saying, you know, I'm not taking no for an answer. So we've got to take a quick break. So please don't go away. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, aka the Queen of Dreams. We'll be right back.
Can diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by 3-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I am your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, aka the Queen of Dreams. And our guests today are Dr. Ann Wirth, Reverend Sandra Kitt, and Barbara Bertucci. And we're actually talking about the third book in the Sacred Stories series, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope. And this is Mayhem to Miracles. And every single story in this book is a miracle. And we have three miracle people with us, three miracle authors. And we're talking about their miracles. Just before the break, we were talking with Bibi, Barbara Bertucci, about, you know, when she was diagnosed with breast cancer after getting a misdiagnosis and then the right diagnosis, and the center saying, well, who's going to pay if we do another one to find out which one's right? And she found out she had to kind of stand in her power and speak her truth. So I wanted to ask Reverend Sandra now. Reverend Sandra, you're talking about, you know, you wake up in this hospital, it's 2 weeks later, that's got to be a scary feeling. And you can only move maybe your pinky and blink. I can't even imagine. Something's gone terribly wrong. And what happened next? Where do you want to take us after that, Sandra?
Yes. I think the important thing that happened for me was a visit from my minister, Dr. Reverend Temple Hayes. Mm-hmm. And she came in and she just looked at me and said, are you ready to get out of here? Blink your eyes. And I was like, I couldn't blink fast enough. You know, just to be given the idea that that could happen. You know, at that point, I had no idea what happened, what was going on. Only thing I had awareness of was my lips were so cracked that I begged for ice to eat for my lips. And I could smell the breath of the nurses after lunch. That's pretty much my awareness.
That was your world, huh? So let me ask you. What were they planning to do with you when Reverend Temple Hayes came in? Were they saying that you were not going to get any better or what?
No one had talked to me about anything at that point. I believe they had told Temple I might not make it. I don't know that for sure, but nobody had talked to me at all.
Wow. And so you were just kept in the dark. You wake up, you're in bed. You got tubes coming out of everywhere. You can't move anymore. And you were a very, I want the audience to understand that you were a very, very athletic person before this happened. Is that right, Sandra?
Yes, that's correct. I played every kind of sport. My idea of fun was like a 3-hour hike through the woods, you know, so... all of a sudden, having no control over your body is like unfathomable.
And what did they say happened Are you allowed to say what happened to create that?
Well, they told my family it was a chemical coma. Mm-hmm. They never told me those words. Later on, about a month later, they told me they thought it was neuroleptic malignant syndrome.
Okay, that sounds a big word for somebody messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like we're trying to hide behind these great big words so that we won't be questioned. So, Barbara, tell us what happened after you finally got your diagnosis and what you decided to do next. What was your next step? You've had the mastectomy. You've had...
Remember I said there was a bigger gap because when I went to a facility here, I guess I should not name names, but anyway, I went here and they said, we have a panel of people and we're going to get the best care for you and all that. I had the needle biopsy, right? And then we're going to do a lumpectomy. And when they did the lumpectomy, I actually came out with flying colors. They said, I had signed papers for the port. I had signed everything. But they said, no, that it's, you're clear. We didn't need to do all that.
Clear mind. Yeah.
And I went back to the doctor 10 days later, trying to shorten the story a little bit. And they said, well, whoops, we missed the front, the back, and the side of your lump. And we've got to go back in and do another lumpectomy. And then we'll put the port in that. And I'm like, nope. And as a matter of fact, they would not let me leave until I scheduled that surgery. And I'm looking at the nurse and I said, I'm not coming to that surgery. I want to have a mastectomy with a skin sparing mastectomy reconstruction right away. And they said, no plastic surgeon will touch you with cancer. And I said, this is what I'm going to do. So anyway, I booked the surgery, left, canceled it, and found someone who would give me that surgery without it. Fortunate for us women, we don't need the breast in an older state of life. We can just, but the skin sparing one is really important. But to take charge, that was a key factor I got. The doctors, and I would always ask, if I was your daughter, what would you have me do? Or if I was your wife, what would you have me do? Those are some key, but also they're practicing medicine and I'm going to take it into my own hands and I'm going to choose the way that I choose to go about it. So that was big for me to hear that advice from someone. And I did diet. I did many other things. And fortunate for me, I did not do chemo or radiation. I just did surgeries. And when I finally had my mastectomy, I had no cancer cells. So I was fine. A lot to do and a lot to continue. But that's that time span that was happening that they wanted to prolong my care. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. No.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story because it does run parallel to mine. I ended up with a double mastectomy too, and I couldn't get anybody to perform it. I had to finally go to another state to get it because I didn't understand it either. Sometimes we just have to stand in our power, speak our truth, and not take no for an answer, which you didn't do. You did not take no for an answer.
And I will give them kudos. I did go to Texas. I went to the MD Anderson, and they have a building just for breast cancer. So they are, leading edge and find the ones that will do what you want to do. So
exactly. There's a lot of doctors out there. You will find one. And as women, that female intuition is so important. It guides us. Our spirit guide us. We have so many stories in this Mayhem to Miracle book about people who were up against a rock and hard spot. And that was really mayhem. And out of that grew the miracle because it's actually chaos that is the fertile ground in which our miracle grows. So, start us off on the miracle. Tell us a little bit about how your miracle started and how you finally realized you had a miracle.
Well, it didn't start because I had any great spiritual revelation. It was the practice in this treatment center that you get on your knees in the morning mm-hmm. and that you tell God that you're powerless. Mm-hmm. That was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life because I didn't trust God. And so why would I want to lay my life in his care? So that was very difficult. But I noticed that I wasn't getting any better. I mean, weeks were going by and these other people seemed happier and lighter and more positive and more confident. And so one morning I got on my knees. I went into the closet because I was embarrassed for anybody to see me go through this facade, this charade. So I went into the closet and I got on my knees. And I did that for morning after morning after morning. And one morning I said the exact same words. And I know now that it was the presence of God took all my fears and doubts and angst and right out to sea, just washed me clean. And I did not even know what had happened to me at the time, but I knew something miraculous had happened to me. I had never had that feeling in my entire life. I knew I was not alone, and I knew that I didn't have to live life on my own anymore.
Wow. You know, you got the miracle in the closet.
In the closet.
You came out of the closet.
Out of the closet. I was a believer, right?
That's amazing. And you just kind of crawled into that closet and closed yourself up with God. The two of you conversed back and forth and you came out with a miracle.
Right.
I love that story. I can never hear it enough. So, Reverend Sandra, tell us a little bit about your miracle. We've got 2 minutes before we have to go to break. So if you're not done with what you're talking about, we'll pick it back up after the break. But go ahead and tell us how your miracle started happening. And what was it?
Miracle started happening from the beginning of Temple's visit. And just the realization I was still alive. That's the most freedom I've ever felt in my life, is that thing of realizing, you could have died, but you're still alive. And so you realize you're here for a purpose. And so for me, it was a long period of rehab, physical rehab, and involved a lot of things of like doing puzzles and things to help my concentration. It was like a year before I could read, concentrate enough to read, about a year and a half before I could concentrate to meditate. And during that meditation, the beginning of that, is the first time I cried ever since it happened. And I needed that, but was so stuck in survival mode of let's do the next thing to help and let's do the next thing. But I needed to be still and just learn to be again. So that was the beginning of the miracle.
That's amazing. That is just amazing because here, you went from being totally paralyzed with only being able to blink to now you're slowly getting all your cognitive reasoning and fine motor skills back, even your gross motor skills. You weren't really able to walk at first, were you?
No, not at all.
That's amazing. So when we come back, I want to pick up on this again because we have to go to commercial. But when we come back, I want to pick up on this, Sandra, and I want you to tell the audience all the stuff you're doing now, okay? So you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis on Dreaming Healing. And we're going to be right back after this break, so don't go away. Thank you.
know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. And we're talking about mayhem in your life, moving into miracles, how hope is a really important elixir that we have in our life that makes miracles happen. And just before the break, we were talking with Reverend Sandra Kitt about the beginnings of her miracles. But I want you to see how far she really did come. I mean, she talks about it in her story here in the book. And some of the things that she's doing now, including this Friday, she is going to be ordained, but I want her to tell you about this. So Sandra, tell us some of the things that you do now, like skiing, and that you're going to be ordained. That's all part of your miracle, from just blinking your eyes to skiing and being ordained.
Yes, it's been a humbling experience. Skiing for the first time with a bunch of veterans, and they're everything from blind to quadriplegic. And, you know, just seeing that and seeing what other people are capable. I majored in recreation in college, and at that time in the early 80s, there wasn't much recreational equipment. Now you can find something to help you with everything. I like to go skiing twice a year, once to Aspen with the veterans, and then I like to go to Crested Butte in February. And BB might go with me this year. So that's exciting.
Excellent.
In the beginning, first thing I did was ride horses. That was very important for the core strength and the balance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had done barrel racing in college and lots of things. So to think about it doesn't sound very scary, but the first time up there for me, it was pretty scary.
It is way up there. I mean, you're having trouble walking and now you're afraid, well, what if he, you know, kicks me off? What if the horse goes down? You know, this could be worse than what I had in the hospital. So I could definitely see that. And then on this Friday, you're actually becoming ordained. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's amazing. I am so amazed.
That's a 2-year process and a few hoops to jump through before that, mm-hmm. to get accepted and all the things that she's done, and then do all the work and the volunteering and studying. And here she is, you know, having gone through all that she went through. It's a big deal to get that ILLI ordination. So yes, it's pretty awesome. I wanted to just underline that, Sandra. It's not just yes.
I know. Friday. That's a big deal.
Earned that. Yeah, you earned that, girl.
That is part of the miracle. That is the exclamation point at the end of the word miracle. And so, you know, I hope everybody watching this video show right now goes, oh my gosh, she is amazing, because she really is. And if nothing else, you've got to read her story in Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, because she never gave up hope. So let's go to you, BB. Tell us what your miracle is, some your miracle up for us.
Well, you know, it's really, I was talking earlier, and y'all were saying the signs that you have out, Anne, and the things, but my whole life shifted. I am, you know, in a wonderful relationship now. I have I got out of the sickening relationship, you know, back then, and through that whole process. And you really learn to, and I have a sign in our guest bathroom saying, expect a miracle. So it's wonderful that you have it. And I was like, oh, I got to have, I am a miracle in the midst of that. That's what I wrote down earlier from you. Thank you, Anne. But, you know, to have little things around you to bring you forward, to call forth you, because we're all sacred beings, we're all unique, and there is no wrong. You know, God didn't make any mistakes, so let's figure out how to be the best that we can be right here. I started being an artist as well, and creative. I got in tune with my medical intuitive self, and that's been amazing. And my spirit guides, not necessarily me, it's not me, but having that awareness and opening up to it has enhanced it even more. So it opened doors. And I even like this, I heard Temple say the other day, Reverend Temple, the open windows, you know, windows, doors, sunlights, you know, like all around ways for you to come forth and for you to be the best that you can be, to get to that higher vibration, that higher you self. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and continued journey.
Absolutely. It's a continuous journey. And you talk about that vibration, that higher vibration is so important with our health and also our mental health, to keep us vibrating at a higher frequency so that we can get the information in from the other side, is what I like to call it. God whispers. It, you know, you get them when you're vibrating at that higher frequency. So, Anne, tell us a little bit now about your miracle, and are you still living it today?
Well, the greatest miracle for me, I think, is the belief that God wants what's best for me, that he wants the very best for me. And I could not see that, but as I look back over my life now and how I tried to run and duck and hide, and how he pursued me into the darkest places that I could put myself. And so now And I have so much gratitude to you, Kat, for the opportunity to write, because you tell us that our stories have value, that our stories can help other people. And that's why I go through what it takes to write, is because I want people to know that God is on their side. He is working in the background for all of us. And we have a spiritual bank account, but we have to make the withdrawal. It's there for us. I really believe that. And the most grateful for right this minute is that I'm writing a children's book about heaven, because I so needed, as a child, it would have changed my life if someone had taught me that God loved me. So I'm hoping to be a part of that in children's lives. And it's all because I got the encouragement to write from people like you.
Oh, thank you, Anne. Well, you're an incredible writer and your stories are phenomenal. Phenomenal stories, the depth of fear all the way up to the height of the joy is obvious in all of your stories and all of your writing. So, you know, all of these authors now from Mayhem to Miracles are living their miracle, and their miracle grew out of the mayhem. So if you're listening right now and you're going, yeah, but I, you know, they got their miracle, but I am living in this hell. Just know that that is fertile soil for a miracle. Do not give up hope. So I want to come back to Sandra. Sandra, what is the one thing that you would like to leave our audience with? What is the one idea, one thought you'd like to leave them with?
I think what you just said about not giving up hope. It has changed every facet of my life, and people look at it as a tragedy, but it has been a tremendous opportunity to shape my life, my priorities, the things I value, and to transform into expressing more of what God made me to be.
I love that. That is great. Bibi, if you had to leave the audience with one thought about going from mayhem, if they're in the deep despair of mayhem into miracles, what would it be?
That you can rewrite your own history, that you can recreate who you are and how you express it. So that empowers you and you own it. And that's Mystic telling me hello. But in the midst of that, that's what we do. And then expect the miracles along the way. You know, just start looking for the what you're putting out, you're going to get back. And just keep that, like Sandra said, keep that hope, keep that faith, and recreate your history, really.
Absolutely. That law of attraction. Be what you want to attract. You know, surround yourself with what you want. Surround yourself with positive people. If you need to be positive, if you feel like you're down in the dumps all the time, go find positive people. Because I'll tell you, misery loves company. And you got to break out of that if that's what you're in. So, Anne, what about you? What is the one thought you'd love to leave our audience with?
Well, just as everyone has said, don't give up, because it really is never too late. I don't care what has happened to you. I don't care what you've done. It is not too late to be lifted up higher than, as high as you ever went down, you can be lifted up. As lost as you've ever been, you can be found. God is waiting. He is just waiting, and he will use everything for good. Every single thing that happens. And I am so grateful for all those things that happened. I hear Sandra saying how grateful she is. It's not a tragedy to her. It's a gratitude. It was an opportunity. And the same is with Bibi. I'm so glad to meet you, gals.
So, you know, just to wrap this up, believe it or not, we're coming to the end of our show. And for those of the audience listening, if you want to, you can order Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope on Amazon. Be one of the first ones to get the book for Christmas. Share the book maybe with someone going through mayhem right now, because it's not that the stories are talking about the mayhem. It's that the people were on the hero's journey and came out the other side. These three authors that we spoke with today came out the other side. And that's the important point of this book. Yeah, this is where it started, but this is where it ended. And so you can go on Amazon and order the book as Christmas gifts. What better gift could you possibly give someone than a book of hope about the miracle that they could still live? So yes, miracles are real. And the book, Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, proves it. Our three guests today prove it. Hope is the shining beacon that can change the course of illness, your future, love, our lives. Miracles go hand in hand with hope. Experience the modern day miracles in this book as 30 inspiring individuals move through the mayhem of physical challenges, abusive relationships, addiction, lost and found love, and so much more. Say thank you to our guest tonight, Dr. Worth, Reverend Sandra Kitt, Barbara Petucci, Bibi, and of course, Bob, who's our producer tonight. Until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or The Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.